Hey, everybody. It's in the Charlie Kirk Show. Our response to Biden's dark and fascistic speech at Independence Hall. They chose Independence Hall for a reason, almost as if they conquered one of our sacred images as a society. It's a very communist Marxist tactic to take over what is sacred and act as if it's theirs. Email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Support the Charlie Kirk Show at charliekirk.com/support. Get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter or college chapter today at tpusa.com. Make sure you are subscribed to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. It helps us out a lot. We've been receiving a very good response on this conversation, this episode. So maybe text it to a friend or two. It helps us out a lot. tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter, start a college chapter today. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com, freedom@charliekirk.com. And again, the work we're doing at Turning Point USA is taking the country by storm, starting high school chapters, starting college chapters, educating the next generation about the brilliance of American exceptionalism. Go to tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Again, email me freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. I've watched a lot of speeches in my short decade career of doing this. And I love history, and Hillsdale College does a wonderful job of educating the world on history. And so I've seen a fair amount of speeches. And so I watched the speech from the very beginning and I had to pause it. I said, what the heck is going on? First of all, he chooses to give this speech at Independence Hall, a place where our freedom was articulated into words. One of the course of human events becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands that have tied them to another, deriving from the equal stations of power. I'm screwing up the words as I go further on, but it eventually says deriving from the powers of the laws of nature and nature's God. And this beautiful Independence Hall was desecrated. So Joe Biden walks center stage with Jill Biden. And the moment that Joe Biden walks on stage, the entire imagery turns red with red lights going upwards, and two Marines come out and flank him. And these red lights are there all throughout the speech. And then Joe Biden walks all the way out to center stage. And the imagery looked like something out of the 1930s. And I don't say this lightly, and I can't stand when everyone compares everything to Nazi Germany. I think that is overdone. I think that it is just kind of a lazy and sloppy throwaway line. In fact, we have a rule here on the Charlie Kirk Show, which is not to compare everything to Hitler. But I'll be very honest, it was very Hitlerian. There is no other explanation than this. The red lights coming up. And so then Joe Biden comes center stage, clumsily to the podium, flanked by two Marines. No mistake for that, by the way. That was completely and totally designed. As if I run the military, listen to what I'm saying. We're going to use the full force of the federal government against you. We are going to crush our enemies. And as I was rewatching the speech and I was listening to the word selection, I was listening to what the theme of a primetime address in front of our Independence Hall. Independence Hall that is not Republican, it is not Democrat. Independence Hall that is the birthplace of our freedom as a country. The desecration by Joe Biden to do this. Go center stage. And the best way I can articulate this, and I do not use these words lightly, I do not say this jokingly, and I do not say this happily. It was a domestic call for the suppression of political opponents. It was almost like a declaration of war against half the country. I don't find joy in saying that. In fact, I spent an hour this morning workshopping the words. I said, was it anything else than that? Is there any other way to explain what Joe Biden did here? Why did I hesitate to say that on air? Because when your president declares war on half the country, there's just no going back from that. And I said this in the open. I'm going to say it again. Part of the speech was designed to provoke you into a reaction. It was a baiting speech. Do not fall for it. Stay peaceful. Stay happy. Stay joyful. You could be angry, but do not let anger control you. What Joe Biden did last evening as he went center stage, flanked by Marines, red lights up, was a call for a one-party state. We're going to articulate what it means when they keep on saying democracy, democracy, democracy. They do not care about democracy. They care about Democrats staying in power. With the red lights coming up, Joe Biden decides to go on this speech that was supposed to be uplifting and about representative government. In Joe Biden's speech, China was mentioned zero times. Crime was mentioned zero times. Inflation was mentioned zero times. Fentanyl was mentioned zero times. The southern border was mentioned zero times. Charlottesville got a singular mention. January 6th got two mentions. Insurrection got three mentions. Donald Trump got three mentions. Extremism got seven mentions. Violence got 10 mentions. MAGA, 13 mentions. And Republicans, 16 mentions. Joe Biden, play cut 85 last evening.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represented extremism. MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. MAGA Republicans, by Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, who reject the extreme MAGA ideology. MAGA Republicans have made their choice. MAGA Republicans. MAGA Republicans. MAGA. The MAGA Republicans believe Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans. MAGA forces are determined to take this country backwards.
MAGA, MAGA, MAGA. It's very clear what happened. Some consultant, some messaging consultant, has some sort of polling data that the term MAGA turns off independents and motivates the Democrat base. They can't stop mentioning it. Biden's been using the term ultra MAGA after 6 months of research. It's been workshopped and he's implementing it intentionally. You know what he's trying to do? They're trying to put the sights on you. The grassroots, the workers, the people that show up at school board meetings. The parents' party. They know that's the energy of the Republican Party. In fact, Karine Jean-Pierre said that. She said, well, this is the energy of the Republican Party. You better believe it's the energy of the Republican Party. We're changing school districts, city councils. We're registering voters. We're taking over precincts. This is why they have to call you semi-fascists. What you saw last night was an authoritarian, craven, weak, desperate old man who clumsily stumbled into an unprecedented speech for an American president. To use a primetime address funded by U.S. taxpayers. Again, funded by U.S. taxpayers. This is not a DNC speech. This is not a rally. He was flanked by two Marines. And what a desecration of the United States military for all of you that served our beautiful country in the military. He used the military to declare war on half the country. At a sacred place as Independence Hall, the place where our freedom was articulated into words. MAGA was mentioned 13 times in the speech last night, Republicans 16 times, and then democracy 31 times. 86, the montage on democracy, play cut 86.
Loyalty to a single leader and a willingness to engage in political violence is fatal to democracy. Equality in democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, in democracy, in this ongoing attack on democracy, to stop the assault on American democracy, we've told ourselves that American democracy is guaranteed of defending our democracy regardless of democracy, democracy. Our democracy, we must be stronger, more determined, and more committed to saving American democracy than MAGA Republicans are to destroying American democracy. But democracy endures, and that democracy must be defended, for democracy makes all these things possible. We are still, at our core, a democracy. And may God protect our nation, and may God protect all those who stand watch over our democracy. God bless you all. Democracy. Thank you.
Democracy. What do they mean when they say democracy? They don't mean representative government. They don't mean consent of the governed. No, they mean Democrats in control, obeying their commands. The MAGA movement is the most democratic movement happening in America. No funding, candidates coming out of everywhere, every direction, normal everyday people, from welders to plumbers to electricians. If anything was democratic, it would be the MAGA movement. It's bottom up. It's not top down. It's not sponsored by Silicon Valley oligarchs or supported by trillion-dollar companies. No, they're threatened by what could the consent of the governed and a representative project actually is. And they went to a completely different length yesterday. And this only goes to show the crossing of the Rubicon that happened at Mar-a-Lago is only continuing. They have now tripled and quadrupled down on that.
Look, let me tell you, the worldwide food crisis is making headlines again. Just recently, Business Insider said we're in a global food crisis that will wreak havoc on local economies and possibly trigger civil unrest. They also said food shortages have led to civil unrest in the past with deadly consequences. Remember, you are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's right, 9 meals away from anarchy. If not now to get prepared, then when? Well, it's time to get emergency food with preparewithkirk.com. Write that down. Go to it right now, preparewithkirk.com. You'll save $250 on a 3-month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest preparedness company. They've served millions of American families, and they're ready to help you. My Patriot Supply 3-month kit has enough meals for one person in a prolonged crisis with over 2,000 calories per day. Get one kit for each person in your family. There's no limit to how many you can order. Just make sure you have this food when you need it, which could be very soon. So get it today. Go to preparewithkirk.com. That is preparewithkirk.com. Check it out. Preparewithkirk.com.
Let me read something for you here. An offensive against the insurrectionist is a serious matter. It should not be confused with the declamations against the insurrectionists. Nor should it be confused with a policy of pinpricks against the MAGA Republicans, which the opposition did its utmost to impose upon the party. To launch an offensive against the insurrectionists means that we must smash the MAGA Republicans and eliminate them as a class. Unless we see ourselves these aims, an offensive would be a declamation, pinpricks, phrase mongering, anything but a pro-democracy offensive. To launch an offensive against the insurrectionists means that we must prepare for it and then strike it as the MAGA folks strike so hard as to prevent them from rising to their feet again. This is what we as Democrats call a real offensive. Could we have undertaken such an offensive 5 years ago or 3 years ago without any prospect of success? No, we could not. Now, I know that might sound like I was reading from the speech last evening, but that was actually a speech given by Joseph Stalin in 1929. I just replaced the word kulak with insurrectionist and Bolshevik with Democrat. Let me read again from Joseph Stalin's speech here. This is what we Bolsheviks or Democrats call a real offensive. Could we have undertaken such an offensive some 5 years ago or 3 years ago with any prospect of success? No, we could not. Last night was designed as a last ditch effort to try to provoke you to do something violent, to do something uncharacteristic, desecrating Independence Hall for that exact purpose. Joe Biden comes out and he doesn't mention inflation or crime or China or the border. They're trying to find their next excuse to crack down on dissent. He talks about, well, political violence won't be tolerated, never mentioning the terroristic activity of BLM, never mentioning the terroristic activity of Antifa. Now, Joe Biden being directed by Washington, D.C., K Street lobbyists and consultants believe that if they frame the entire Republican Party as ultra MAGA, that they'll be able to get the power that they need to suppress you and crack down. This is chilling stuff, everybody. Who was the intended audience of this speech? It wasn't you. Part of it was just to try to make you angry and frustrate you. But the other intent, the other group, was the security state. This speech was designed for the FBI, for DHS. This speech was a rallying speech flanked by two Marines in front of your Independence Hall in downtown Philadelphia, the birthplace of freedom, was to try to give a word of encouragement to all the government agents that might be working to subvert, infiltrate political groups. The speech was tailored and designed for the United States security state. Joe Biden does not want what he says is a democracy. He wants a one-party state. You see, Joe Biden and his group of advisors and people that are really calling the shots, they're sensing a cracking of the Washington, D.C. uniparty. And I refuse to be lectured about political violence by the head of a party that watched America burn in the summer of 2020 while domestic violent extremist terrorists burned down city after city, night after night, and they called it peaceful protesting. Who killed? Who actually was the one that murdered on January 6th? Well, that was the government who murdered Ashley Babbitt. Remember, this was a show of force that the executive branch might be used against you. This was not a political speech. This speech was the full force of the government saying that if you have a MAGA hat in your closet, if you've given $25 or more for Trump, you're an enemy of the state. The CIA, the FBI, the Department of Justice, DHS, NSA are all pointed at you, the American people. Their big bet, and they're doubling down, and they're tripling down, and they're quadrupling down. Their big bet is that you will give up. They're trying to force your surrender. The military members in the background, the red lighting, it's not a mistake. They're trying to intimidate you. They want you to go to sleep afraid that you'll be audited by Joe Biden's new 87,000 IRS agents, thanks to Raphael Warnock, Kyrsten Sinema, and Mark Kelly.
How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Producer Andrew's right here doing an Iron Man thanks to Relief Factor. And truth is, I know there are millions of people. In fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some kind of pain, maybe from exercise or just getting older. That can do it, getting older, which is why I'm so impressed with the people at ReliefFactor.com. They are on a mission. You rarely see this kind of focus and commitment. They recently shared with me that they are doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers in the next year. And I believe they'll do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, or knee pain, even general muscle aches and pain, then I'm suggesting you order their three-week quick start, still discounted, only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now, ReliefFactor.com. You should order the three-week quick start too, discount only $19.95. See if it will work for you. I think it possibly could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Check it out right now.
I'm going to have to get into something here that many of you don't want to hear, but I actually think it's a piece of truth and honesty that is going to be empowering and refreshing. When I give this speech, I give a version of this speech sometimes to audiences, and it's incredibly applicable right now. Sometimes it's met with mixed reaction, which is, if you're serious about saving America, we must think of ourselves as dissidents in our own country. And you cannot be a passive dissident. You must be an active dissident. It's going to require a shift of our mindset. Now, why is this an uncomfortable truth for some people? Someone watching right now is probably a Vietnam veteran who served his country beautifully, raised a wonderful family, goes to church, paid taxes, did everything the right way. And it should make you angry that now you have to hear from someone like me, like, hey, you're no longer in control of your own country. I get it. That makes me angry as well. But I'm simply the messenger here. I'm not celebrating it. I'm not saying it's something that we should be thrilled about, but it's true. They control the FBI. They control the Department of Justice. They control the CIA. They control the inner workings of the Department of Education. They control Facebook. They control Google. They control Goldman Sachs. They control the major corporations. They don't control the people. That is true. But they want a country where the few rule the many, which is the exact opposite of what Joe Biden is presenting as democracy. And again, we are not a democracy. This is why word selection and language and diction is so important. In this program, we're very precise. Whenever I hear conservatives say democracy, democracy, it's like, oh, you don't know what a democracy is. We are a representative republic. We do have some democratic means of getting our leaders into power, of transitioning the sovereign from the people to a politician. That is true. But we are not a direct democracy at all. A democracy means you can vote someone's rights away. A republic is built on wisdom and things that are always true. A republic has a preference on separation of powers, consent of the governed, independent judiciary. A republic is meant to preserve natural rights. A democracy is meant, over time, to give people stuff and to move quickly and to suppress rights. Some people say, well, Charlie, you're anti-democracy. What they're trying to say is that I'm anti-representative government. That is not true. But do I have legitimate complaints with what direct democracy means? Of course I do. Because tyrants will always use the two Fs as a way to try and make themselves more powerful. In the last week, you saw Joe Biden use both of the Fs to try and make himself more powerful. A week ago, Joe Biden announced free stuff. That's the first F. A student loan bribe for younger voters. And thank you to the wonderful watchers and viewers, I should say, and listeners. Someone emailed us, Charlie, it's a bribe. It's perfect. It's not student loan forgiveness. It's a bribe. Free stuff. I'm going to take away your debt if you support me. I'm going to control you. So we're going to get a bunch of young people into debt to go to college, to unnecessarily get a piece of paper. And then I'll be able to control you by promising or bribing you on the back end. Number one is free stuff. And the second way, the second F of how tyrants hold on to power and authoritarian dictators are able to control you is through fear. Just look at the imagery last evening. Was this an optimistic forward thinking? Ask not what your country can do for you, but ask what you can do for your country. Is this a speech that inspires us to greatness? Is this a Donald Trump Mount Rushmore speech? Of course not. And again, I'm not rejoicing in this. In fact, I hate continuing with what I'm about to say because I think it's done so over the top. But the speech was Hitlerian in every sense of it. And to turn Independence Hall, which is this beacon of freedom around the world, it represents for me a time where representative government was born against the tyranny of King George. I know it represents that for you as well and for all decent and everyday Americans. Then the moment Joe Biden walks in flanked by two Marines, which is basically, don't mess with us. We control the military. That's what they're trying to tell you. Flanked with red lights all the way up as if this is the triumph of the will speech. We deserve so much better than this, everybody. You can have all sorts of mixed opinions about the 2020 election. I certainly believe it was a highway robbery. But the speech itself is an illegitimate, invalidating speech for any president of the United States. So what does that mean for us? Many of you are emailing us freedom@charliekirk.com. What do I do? What do I do? You cannot solve something you do not know. It's an old proverb. What do you do? The first thing that must be done, and this is something we talk about a fair amount on this program, is we must have a collective mindset shift. You are a dissident in your own country. I'm going to get some emails right now, freedom@charliekirk.com. Charlie, I refuse to be a dissident. I'm a veteran. I'm a police officer. And man, do I sympathize with that sentiment. I'm sorry to be the bearer of bad news. You no longer control the country. Now you might say, well, Charlie, we might not control the government, but we control the country. They control every main cultural institution. They're trying to take over the church. They take over the intelligence agencies. But that doesn't mean we're defeated. In fact, it's good news. It should be liberating to say that we are dissidents in our own country. It should be exhilarating We could defeat these people. They're worried that their regime is cracking. The speech last evening by Joe Biden is not a speech given from confidence. It's a speech given from paranoia. They've been running the same play post January 6th. Call half the country fascists. Call half the country insurrectionists. The same way that Joseph Stalin did in the 1929 speech about kulaks. Run the same play, and we only get stronger. And now it's getting real. This is exactly why they had to have the 87,000 new IRS agents, because these threats against the widespread of the country, you might think to yourself, you might be a farmer in Indiana, or you might be a small business owner in Missouri, or you might be a teacher in the beautiful state of Kansas, and you might say, okay, yeah, they can call me domestic terrorist. What are they going to do to me? But the 87,000 new IRS agents is trying to make it personal. And guess what? It's going to get personal. You think we're going to take the country back without every single one of us losing something? Impossible. The country will not be taken back without sacrifice. You might have to be audited by some degenerate bureaucrat from the IRS and fight them tooth and nail. You might lose friendships. You might be doxxed. This is all part of what it's going to take to reclaim our republic, but it requires a mindset shift, one that makes people deeply uncomfortable at times. Because at times we as conservatives, and I speak at a lot of different events, and I totally understand this, because you get angry. You say, Charlie, I've done everything. I was a police officer. I was a firefighter. I paid my taxes. I voted Republican. I raised my kids. I went to church. I prayed with them. I raised good human beings. And now you're telling me I have to be a dissident in my own country? Yes. That's right. What does that even mean, to be a dissident in one's own country? Recognize you're in the minority, not of the people. There's more of us, but they control all the power centers. And we have to destabilize those power centers, take them over peacefully, strategically. We have to delegitimize these leaders. And we have to be relentless. This is not a time for the faint of heart. This is going to be a long fight. We can make big gains in November over a period of time. We have the founding fathers on our side, by the way. We have the framers of this country. Joe Biden, almost in an imperial, this is what I felt. This is another piece of takeaway that I wrote down as I was reflecting on this. You know what it felt like, Joe Biden doing that? It felt like the Ottomans took over Rome. And they desecrated a landmark that was not their own. It felt like the National Socialist Workers' Party that took over Paris. That's what last night felt like. It felt like the sack of Rome, of someone that obviously had nothing to do with the landmark of which they spoke in front of. Completely and totally desecrated. It's like the sack of Rome when they let cattle into the Sistine Chapel or horses into St. Peter's Cathedral. And that's how they described January 6th. But in reality, that's what last night was. It was Joe Biden with no connection philosophically or morally to Independence Hall, flanked by Marines and red lights all the way up, staring into the camera, saying, not China, Xi Jinping, the southern border, fentanyl, human sex trafficking is the big threat in our country, gang violence or racial division. No. But the thing I'm going to spend my primetime address focused on is the 62-year-old police officer in Athens, Ohio, who might own a MAGA hat. And here's the interesting thing, which is a take no one has said. Joe Biden's right. Joe Biden has successfully identified the greatest threat to the regime. They're so afraid of us, they're saying it out loud. The greatest threat to the Democrat Party regime is not Liz Cheney. It's not Mitt Romney. It's you. And they're terrified. From a place of shaking paranoia, when Joe Biden boarded Air Force One, I'm sure he was surrounded by his advisors. How do you think I did? Great. You declared war on the opposition. But deep down, they know that our ranks are increasing. Latinos are defecting from the Democrat Party. Young people are defecting from the Democrat Party. We're running better candidates. We are anti-fragile. We're resilient. We're overwhelming the system. We're reforming our elections. We're holding Republicans accountable. Our arguments are getting better. We're getting better at humor and mockery and wit. They're becoming boring and uninteresting. Rogan is telling people to vote Republican. Aaron Rodgers, reigning MVP, talks about COVIDian fascism. At every turn, their regime is cracking, and all they have left is brute power and force to stare at you as if they're saying, our Reich will not fall. We have news for you and your regime. We know what's coming next. And you want us to try to get violent, and we won't. You want us to try to get to something that can justify a greater security threat? We're going to be self-disciplined. We're going to be self-controlled, Lord willing. We're not going to allow you to provoke us, infiltrate us. I want your thoughts. freedom@charliekirk.com. Being a dissident, how do you process that? freedom@charliekirk.com. Keith says, hi, Charlie. I'm proud to be a dissident. I wear that name as a badge of honor. I agree we cannot do anything stupid right now. They're trying to provoke a reaction, but we also must stay aware because he pretty much put a target on all of our backs. That is well said, Keith. You're right. That being said, I concur. It is not the time to do anything violent. Never stop it. No violent. But we can't live in a fallacy either. He said, stay sharp, stay alert. Got to stay active. The operative action is a mindset shift. Once you think of yourself as a dissident, and study what being a dissident actually means. You're up against the regime. Organize in private. Increase your ranks. There are the rules of the dissident. To be a dissident, you must commit yourself to truth. To be a dissident, you must be willing to be persecuted. And understand that the regime is saying that they don't think this speech went far enough. Andy McCabe, who should be in jail, who is one of the designers and architects of Crossfire Hurricane, said, look, I don't think this speech necessarily went far enough. Play cut 91.
I think people would like to have seen a bit more references to accountability. There really wasn't much talk about what we're doing about those insurrectionists. It was merely calling out the fact that nobody should support an insurrection.
Yeah, it didn't go far enough as far as calling for accountability. Now, when Joe Biden repeats democracy, 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 most people have a very favorable view of the word democracy. We are not a democracy, we're a representative republic. But what they think they're saying is a representative form of government, a form that where the people are able to stay involved and stay engaged and have a voice. What they're trying to say is consent of the governed. Our movement is the most small d democratic movement happening in Western civilization right now. Not their movement. They can't fill up a broom closet with their supporters. When we do events at Turning Point USA on campus, strictly educational, or we do events at Turning Point Action with Ron DeSantis or Donald Trump, we can't find rooms big enough to fit all the people that want to show up. From school board meetings to city council meetings, the amount of Turning Point USA chapters that are being started right now across the country, it blows our team away. We can't start enough high school or college chapters. That is grassroots. That is a democracy, isn't it? People that are emailing us, Charlie, I want to start a homeschool co-op. Charlie, I want to start a high school chapter. Charlie, I want to start a college chapter. This is happening day by day by day. And you know what? We do not have the Silicon Valley oligarchs. We don't have Wall Street. We don't have the people coming down with billions of dollars like Loreen Powell Jobs or George Soros. It actually makes us stronger in the long run. It makes our movement more likely to win. We saw last evening Joe Biden say that MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. Basically, Joe Biden says that MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. When in reality, of course, it's the exact opposite. Everything that we stand for is a restoration of the United States Constitution, of the promise that power must be separate, the promise that you deserve to have your God-granted natural rights protected and preserved. So what is the game plan? The game plan is, okay, Joe Biden, your authoritarian, Hitlerian speech with the entire federal government and executive branch behind you, game on. It's the regime versus the people. We are dissidents, and we will outwork you. We will outcreate you. We'll outmaneuver you. You might put some of us in prison. You might audit some of us and bankrupt some of us, but we'll recalibrate. We'll regroup. We'll reorganize. We'll successfully retreat. We'll mock you. We'll win election after election. We'll run better candidates. We'll find more support. We're a very big country with a lot of fight left in us. We've only begun to fight. And your intimidation, your clenched fist fascist calls to action last evening only make us want to fight more. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.